I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And for those, for my veteran listeners out there, as you all know, Tommy Crier, as I said, has a show on this network. It's the Live Free Zone. It's on Saturdays from 2 to 4 Central Time. But for those new listeners, and we have more coming on by the day, and I want to thank all of you guys that have taken the effort to call in at 800-724-2719. Order those bumper stickers. Order that constitutional book. Read up on it. And for the new listeners, slap a sticker on your car. Call in and order it. It seems to be working, folks. There are more listeners coming on. And I'm not saying this to say, oh, never mind. Don't go out to talk to anybody. Please invite them. Have a listen to the network. Okay. There's a lot of good hosts on, a lot of truth coming out. We need to wake people up. And we're starting to do so. And I wanted to mention, for the sake of the new listeners, Tommy Crier is an attorney in Louisiana that went up against the beast, as he calls it, the Internal Revenue Service, on an indictment for willful failure to file, and he won. Now, as you heard, you know, as I was interviewing Tommy earlier in the show, you know, it seems that these cases are starting to become a little bit more commonplace. And I do believe, from the efforts that Aaron Russo has made, and from the efforts that a lot of you people have made for, you know, ordering the copies of Freedom to Fascism, burning the copies, giving them out to people, having people, you know, come into my website, www.theamericanawakening.org, watch the movie free of charge. I do believe, yes, it's slow because we do not have access to mainstream media, but I do believe it's working. And I'd rather have slow than none. So we are starting to see a little bit of results. Not as much as I'd like to see, but it shows that our efforts are worthwhile. Okay. Now, I want to shift gears for a minute. As you all know, I took a trip over the weekend. I had a 40-year class reunion to attend. So I took off Friday and I traveled up to the San Francisco Bay Area. And yes, I did fly on an airplane. Now, normally, if I can keep from it, I drive. And in this case, I was going to drive, but I had made other arrangements. There was a friend of mine that was driving up from Los Angeles, and I was going to drive over, meet him, and then drive up there. But because of a number of different issues, I decided to fly. So I want to report from the Phoenix International Airport, other than the fact that I was herded in there like normal, like a bunch of cattle going through a line, there wasn't any issues going on pretty much with TSA. They were nice. They weren't giving us any dirty looks. They weren't I didn't see them pulling anybody aside and, you know, badgering them, although I know it happens. But in my case, and maybe I hit it at the right time, they didn't bother me at all. So I hesitantly commend TSA for that. So I fly up to the Bay Area, and I spent 3 nights with a friend of mine that I hadn't seen in 10 years, John. And I want to thank you so much for your hospitality. We were able to catch up on events that had happened over the past 10 years. Had a lovely visit. Got together and jammed and played music for a while, and that was really fun. But more so than that, I want to tell you a little bit about a couple of interesting incidents. One really, really bizarre that happened to me at this reunion. So stick with me. I'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'm going to tell you about something that is probably one of the most rare events that has ever happened in my life. Be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And, you know, I was telling you before the break, I want to share a couple of experiences with you that were really bizarre. I was in a car with my friend John, and we were driving past an old theater that had been closed for several years. And I don't know, they were trying to revamp it or whatever, but we used to go to that particular theater when we were very young, back in the early 60s. And, you know, they used to show a lot of B-movies and, you know, the Vincent Price movies and, you know, all these B, you know, flying saucer movies and so forth. And it reminded me, you know, I wanted to ask, have you ever seen a movie from that era that you saw it once when it came out and you never saw it again? There was a movie that I saw, I believe it was released in 1958, called Target Earth. And it was a B-movie. Now, we see these, you know, if you watch TV, which I don't, but, I mean, you go on the Sci-Fi channel and you can see these old movies that, you know, when you watch them at midnight or so forth, you know, Attack of the Flying Saucers and, just a myriad of these. But that particular movie has never been shown again. I don't know whether they lost the film or whatever, but I said that to say this. You know, have you ever seen a movie that you've never seen again? Even more so, have you ever heard a song? Way back when, and I'm talking about, of course, I'm 58 years old, or I will be shortly, folks. I'm talking about maybe you heard a song 50 years ago, and you never heard it again. Maybe you smelled a smell 50 years ago, and you never smelled it again. And what's interesting is that if that smell comes along 50 years later, or that song comes along 50 years later, or that movie were to come along 50 years later, it's bizarre what that particular instant, that smell, that sound, that movie, it's bizarre the emotions and the memories that it triggers. Well, that happened to me the other night, to the point where I almost broke down and cried. I tell you, we went to a 40-year class reunion. Now, for me, it was 39 years. I graduated in 68, but they, because of the size of the reunion, because of the size of the classes, what they did was they put the class of 66, 67, and 68 together. So there would be obviously enough people to, you know, pay for the room and the food and so forth. And one of the things that they did, you notice when you go to your 40-year reunion that you're not seeing as well as you used to see. Now, I remember going to the 30-year reunion, and you look at the name tags that everybody has, and you look and see that part of the problem with the combining three classes together is that, first of all, you can't see the name tag. You must put your glasses on to see the name tag, to see who it is that you're supposed to recognize, because it's very difficult to recognize anybody that you recall 40 years ago. They just don't look the same. So I found myself walking through this reunion, putting on my glasses every 2 seconds, and I would look at somebody that I thought looked familiar, and then I'd put my glasses on, look at their name tag, find out they were from a different class, and I didn't know who they were to begin with. Then you find yourself awkwardly, you know, saying, hello, how you doing, glad to see you, and moving on. But at any rate, that's not what I'm talking about. There was a couple people there. One of them that was my neighbor across the street that I hung out with for 5 years during my adolescence, his name was Michael, and I hadn't seen him in 40 years. And that was, that was almost an emotional experience. But even beyond that, and by the way, that's to take nothing away from the reunion with Michael, and I appreciate seeing you, Michael, and I know you're listening today. I was standing in the food line. You know, they had this, you know, this layout of all these different meats and salads and so forth. And I was standing in the food line waiting for my turn to get up and serve my plate. And I turned around and I was looking for one of my other friends because I couldn't find him. And I was wondering if they had known that there was, you know, it was time to eat. And there was a woman standing behind me that pointed a finger at me and she said, "You threw me, not threw me, but you caused me to go through a plate glass window." And I had no idea, no recollection, no memory of any such an event. And I looked at her name, and her name was Christine. And I knew of no Christine that I knew back during high school. And I had no idea what she was talking about, until I brushed her hair back from the balance of her name tag. And her last name invoked just an outpouring of emotion and an outpouring of memories. This woman was a woman that I had played with as a pre-adolescent back in the late 50s. Her grandparents lived next door to me. The event that she described, I had no knowledge of, and I'm thinking it was probably because I was so traumatized by it that it was totally blacked out of my memory. And it was shortly thereafter that this woman, at the time she was a little girl of probably 8 years old, had moved away, and I had never seen her again. And we were the best of playmates. She would come over almost every day to her grandmother's house, and we would play as children when we would get out of school every day, you know, 5 days a week for 2 or 3 years. And the interesting part about this is the fact that I saw her name, and I told her, I said, "Your name is not Christine." When I saw her last name, I said, "Your name is not Christine. Your name is Susan." And she said, that's correct. The school system had made her change her nickname. She had to go by her other name, which was Christine, of which I did not know her by that name. But at any rate, this flood of emotions and this flood of memories came to me. And I found myself in a position of all I could do. I remember the trauma of losing my good friend at that early age and never seeing her again and never knowing what happened to her. And then 50 years later, she shows up. And all I could do was throw my arms around her and hug her. It was one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had. And I was thinking about that after the fact. And I thought, you know, there's something that psychologists say about a certain scent or a certain tune or whatever, and it evokes memories of that, the surrounding events. And you know what, folks? It's true. I've never experienced anything like that at any time in my life. Unbelievable experience. So, Susan, I want to thank you, okay? I'm glad you're alive. I'm glad you're doing well. Tell your husband I said hello, and I thank you for the reunion. Okay, shifting gears here. Now, as always, I get slam dunked with emails. I've got probably 200, 250 emails, folks. I haven't read through them all since I've been gone. So I'm sifting through a few of them, and I'm looking at some news and so forth to cover second hour of the show. And we've all been hearing about this, what is it called? Top Off 4, I believe, is this, this terror drill, the supposedly this dirty bomb that was, you know, it's a simulated drill with an attack in Phoenix, and I believe one up in Oregon, Portland, Oregon, and in the U.S. territory of Guam. And normally,
that, folks. It seems like we're having, or somebody's having, a technical glitch, and I'm not sure whether it's on their end or mine. As I look here, it looks like it's on my end, which is very curious, because for some reason I've been having a few of these lately. Not wanting to point a finger at anybody, but it is very curious that this has happened to me, three or four times now in the last couple weeks. I was speaking about this national drill, this martial law drill of Top Off 4. Got an email from my weekly guest, Jim Kerwin. It says that the massive terror drill may hardly be noticed. And the reason I mention this is because, as I said, I went to Scottsdale this morning to get my mail, and I noticed nothing out of the ordinary. I didn't notice anybody doing anything. At any rate, I'll read a couple of paragraphs. It says, Top Off 4... the largest counterterrorism drill in the history of mankind, seriously, starts this morning with simulated bomb attacks on Portland, Phoenix, Arizona, and the U.S. territory of Guam. Now, despite the exercise's big bang production values, it's unlikely most Portlanders will notice anything out of the ordinary, because Top Off begins with 2 days of around-the-clock live action at Portland International Raceway, before eventually moving paper exercises inside area boardrooms. We'll be back in three. I'll try to get the connection back on Skype. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I got more. And I'll open the phone lines. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. You want to call in with a question or comment, you're welcome to do so. As I said, there's a little of a technical glitch. I had a nice conversation with John Stadler during the break, and he's thinking, and they're expanding, doing some big expansions as far as, you know, he was describing to me what they were doing, but, you know, me being the technical boob that I am, I really didn't get my head around it. At any rate, looking at my light, I was noticing that I had lost the connection from this end as well, so I'm not sure whose fault it was. Ultimately, on their end, it's rectified or being rectified real quick. On my end, I'm not sure. At any rate, back to where I was, I'm just covering some tidbits of news, some interesting stuff that I pulled up before the show this morning that I thought I might share with you. This one's interesting because, as we know, you know, the Oklahoma City bombing, what was that, 1995, I believe? And Terry Nichols, you know, was involved in that. He's in prison right now. Timothy McVeigh supposedly took a fertilizer truck and, you know, parked it next to the building and blew it up. Well, we all know that's a farce. But at any rate, there was a story by where I'm not real sure because it's been so long since I covered it. At any rate, let me cover this. It says Terry Nichols will testify on the Oklahoma City bombing. A federal judge will allow Salt Lake City lawyer Jesse Trentitu to interview Terry Nichols and other federal prison inmate about the possibility of additional conspirators in the Oklahoma City bombing. 12 years later, folks, or maybe 11 years later. I'm not real sure about the time. But the ruling by Judge Dale Kimball orders that Nichols and prisoner David Paul Hammer, who spoke with Timothy McVeigh before his execution, be permitted but not compelled to testify about the possibility of a wider conspiracy and allegations of federal government misconduct related to the Oklahoma City bombing. The documents obtained by Trinidu as part of his lawsuit under the Freedom of Information Act show that federal government had learned from informants that right-wing extremists were considering bombing federal buildings, including the Alfred E. Murrah Building. Now, for those of you who don't know who Jesse Trinidu is, he's an attorney, but the reason he's been pursuing this with such vigor is that his brother was killed. He was mistaken for, I believe, another suspect, if I recall correctly, and he was killed. And Jesse Trinidu believes that he was not killed, but basically murdered. I think that's the story. At any rate, let's see, bombing federal buildings, including the Alfred E. Murrah Building in Oklahoma City prior to McVeigh's April 1995 attack. In an affidavit earlier this year, Nichols additionally alleged that high-ranking FBI officials were complicit in the bombing plot. Well, like we didn't know that. But this should be interesting to see what pops up on this every now and then, since, you know, we've pretty much known for a long time that the reason for that bombing had something to do with this. There was I can't recall the name of it. It was an anti-terrorism bill, if I remember correctly, during the Clinton administration that had stalled in Congress. It wasn't really going anywhere. Something, I believe it was similar to the Patriot Act, not quite as harsh. It was an piece of anti-terrorism legislation that had been laying in Congress, and I believe there had been a congressional committee or two, and it just hadn't gone anywhere. And then, of course, mysteriously enough, the Oklahoma City bombing happens, and boom, it shoved right through. Does that ring a bell? 9/11 happens, and boom, the Patriot Act is shoved right through. You know, I mean, almost kind of like the Patriot Act was written before 9/11 ever happened, huh? How much time had elapsed since 9/11 and the introduction of that Orwellian, you know, hundreds and hundreds of pages of Patriot Act? I think it was like 3 or 4 weeks. It wasn't very long, and it was shot through in Congress, and the Senate didn't even read it. So, you know, for those of us who are awake, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here, you know, there's patterns that we watch and dots that we connect. And for those new listeners that are coming on now, thanks to the bumper stickers, and a few of them at that reunion, it's because we that are awake, we that connect the dots, we that do the research, the listening audience of RBN, okay, we laugh when we see something like that. We laugh when we see a bombing such as this, because if the Oklahoma City bombing were a fluke, or 9/11 was a fluke, or the Gulf of Tonkin was a fluke, it would be the exception to the rule. False flag events have been carried out throughout history to win the approval of a nation's population to go to war. Now, and I know I'm kind of boring my veteran listening audience, but bear with me, folks, because I'm just kind of giving the new people a little bit of an education. Okay, so moving right along here. Another interesting article. We've been watching this Blackwater situation unfold, and I saw a video. Couple videos on Blackwater, you know, Eric Prince, how they came into existence, who Eric Prince is, how he got into the position that he got, and the time elements involved, the political contributions that were made. You know, Eric Prince's father was the guy that invented the lighted, sun visor. You know, when you open up the mirror on your sun visor and there's a light that comes on, Eric Prince's father invented that. Sold that business for $1.3 billion. So that's where Eric Prince got some of his money. Listen, we'll be back in three. I'm going to go into this article on Blackwater. It's pretty interesting, and what's been happening with Blackwater lately. So stick with me. I'll be right back. Got more for you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Blackwater. Oh, and by the way, before I get back into this, so I might not get in trouble later, I want to put out a thank you to Charlene and Darlene that I ran into at the reunion as well that I hadn't seen in 40 years. It was a pleasure seeing both of you, too. I forgot to mention that, and I don't want any backlash saying, well, you never mentioned me, so I mentioned you. Thank you, Charlene and Darlene. Okay, Blackwater. Yes, Eric Prince. Now, I watched a couple of videos on Blackwater, how they were put together and who formed them and so forth, and the political contributions and how they scratched each other's back to get it started, and the coincidences as far as timing with how the administration gave the contracts to Blackwater. A little bit of back scratching going on there. But if you recall, it just wasn't more than 3 or 4 weeks ago, there was a big uprising about Blackwater. And the civilians, the Iraqi civilians that were being killed, and then I believe it was Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki steps up to the plate and says he wants them out of there. And showing you how much power Nouri al-Maliki has, Congress approved another contract for him to stay there. So we know that Nouri al-Maliki has no power, but we knew that all along anyway. Anyway, let me get into this article. Blackwater training U.S. police. Well, now, remember what I had said before about they're coming to a city near you? And we'd heard so much about them being over there. Well, guess what? Now they're training our police over here. This is by Wayne Madsen's report on October 15th. The mercenary firm Blackwater USA is well known for the controversy involving its shoot first, ask no questions policy in Iraq. It is also known that Louisiana's Department of Homeland Security contracted with Blackwater to provide public law enforcement services in New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina. Blackwater is also planning to establish regional training centers in Potrero, California, and Mount Carroll, Illinois. Billed as Blackwater West and Blackwater North, respectively. Now, these training centers, in addition to Blackwater's Lodge and Training Center in Moyock, North Carolina, Blackwater East, and a possible fourth rumored to be slated for the Pacific Northwest, Blackwater Northwest may result in the establishment of a network of Blackwater-trained police, sheriffs, and other police units around the country. Given Blackwater's dismal record on human rights and brutality, this spells trouble for civilian control of police and paramilitary forces in the United States, from major metropolitan areas to small rural towns. On October 14th, the Washington Post ran a story which included photographs from Blackwater's Moyock Training Center. However, what was most intriguing was a photograph of a police and military patch board at Blackwater's headquarters that indicated the police agencies that have sent their officers to Moyock for training. Kind of rings a bell of these officers I've heard that have been going over to Israel for training as well. Blackwater is secretive about its non-federal as well as its foreign clients, which the Post pointed out includes Jordan, Azerbaijan, and Burkina Faso. But a WMR inspection of the photograph of the police agencies has yielded the following list of agencies that have used Blackwater for training. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I love this one, Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff's Department, Matthews, North Carolina Police. Let me know if this hits any toes out here, folks, because the Maricopa County one just hit mine. The Atlanta Police, the Chillicothe, Ohio Police, the Charleston, South Carolina Police, the Port Chester, New York Police, the Highland, Indiana Police, the Unalaska, Alaska Police, Metropolitan Washington, D.C. Police, Charlottesville, Virginia Police, Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority, St. Louis County Police, Queen Anne's County, Maryland Police, Prince George's County, Maryland Police, the FBI SWAT Team, Gloucester Township, New Jersey. Oh, here's another one. Tempe, Arizona Police. Joy in Tempe, or no, I think she's in Gilbert, which is right next door. New York Police Department, Yonkers, New York Police, Fairfax County, Virginia Police, Maplewood, New Jersey Police, Gastonia, North Carolina Police, Tampa Police, U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, DeKalb County, Georgia, Arlington County, Virginia, Baltimore Police, the U.S. Coast Guard, Suffolk, Virginia, Franklin City, Virginia, Milford, Delaware, University of Texas, Ottawa Carlton, Canada, San Bernardino County, California, Plattsburgh, New York, Chicago Police Department, Oregon State Police, Los Angeles Police, Tonawanda, New York, Special Forces of Columbia, Jacksonville, North Carolina, Harvey Cedars, New Jersey, Elmira, New York, Department of Corrections, New Jersey, Lexington, Kentucky, Willimantic, Connecticut, Georgia Department of Law Enforcement, City of Fairfax, Virginia, Alexandria, Virginia, Illinois State Police, Dallas, Texas Police, Hamilton, Ohio Police, Morganton, North Carolina Police. Did I miss anybody? Is there anybody out there whose town I missed? Blackwater is now training our police, our sheriffs, our drug enforcement officers, our FBI. I wonder if that fits in at all with these clips that I watch on this police brutality. Do you think that might have something to do with it? Especially when you pull up these clips, you go into Google, and I know a lot of you guys have. You go into Google, and you see these guys, you know, that have their machine guns driving down the road with video cameras just picking off civilians like it was a video game to the tune of Elvis Presley. Did I say before this is coming to a town near you? Gosh, I hope not. But it's looking rather gloomy. Anyway, let me continue with this. Okay, a number of the police departments that have been trained by Blackwater have abysmal civil rights and police brutality records, most notably the Chicago Police and Illinois State Police, both cited by former Illinois Governor George Ryan as being guilty of police misconduct in his decision to commute the death sentences of Illinois' death row inmates. It was a decision that likely had much to do with his indictment by the Bush administration on corruption charges. Political misuse of the Department of Justice that has been seen in the indictments and investigations of Alabama former Democratic Governor Don Siegelman and HealthSouth former CEO Richard Scrushy, Quest's former CEO Joseph Nachio, Democratic campaign contributor Martha Stewart, Coastal Corporation's former chairman and Democratic contributor Oscar Wyatt, and Democratic-leaning trial attorneys around the United States, as well as the firings of several U.S. attorneys who refused to engage in political prosecutions, and a Justice Department workup on North Carolina presidential candidate John Edwards in 2004. The training and potential political indoctrination of police officers by the extreme, and I want to emphasize that, folks, extreme right wing. If you've watched any of these videos on Blackwater, and you can pull them up on Google and watch them, okay, I think that the mindset of these guys that are firing these machine guns from their moving Humvees or whatever they are, think they're playing a video game. I don't think that there's any thought that crosses their mind that they're shooting at human beings here. I don't know. Anyway, let me continue with this. The training and potential political indoctrination of police officers by the extreme right wing and pro-fascist Blackwater, that's an understatement, coupled with the politicization, there we go, of the Justice Department and U.S. courts has a potential for the streets of Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta, New York, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., as well as Chillicothe, Harvey Cedars, and Elmira, to turn as bloody as the streets of Baghdad and Fallujah. I don't know about you, but this is kind of scary. You know, matter of fact, I don't. You know, I'm thinking. I'd like to get some input on this because I know this. You know, this top off four thing is going on this week here in Phoenix. Well, actually, it's in Scottsdale at the 202 and the 101. I was thinking about going over there and just seeing what's going on. Wonder how many of you think I should. You think I should take a camera over there and take a look? I don't know. Hey, let me continue with this. I'd like your thoughts on that. By the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443 if you've got a vote. Citizens have a distinct opportunity of confronting their local elected city, county, and town officials over Blackwater training of their police officers. Local officials should be pressured to reveal the numbers and identities of officers trained by Blackwater, the subjects covered by the training, the revenue spent, and a public demand should be made to cease and desist in such training. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. Are these the same people? Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know. You know, I'm asking you guys, my veteran listeners. Are these the same people that were, you know, out in droves at the Republican National Convention who didn't have any name tags? You know, they're out, and some of them have ski masks on. They've got bulletproof vests, and they've got tasers, and they've got assault rifles and so forth. And they don't have any name tags. And these people who are now sprouting up, this Eric Prince guy, who's this, you know, son of a billionaire that got this whole thing started, invested this money, and it started training these people. Now they're opening sites at several locations throughout the country. Now they're training our police departments. Training them to do what exactly? What is it that the police department and the FBI didn't know that Blackwater could teach them? I want to know that. I want to know why this upstart guy, this Eric Prince guy, okay, whose father invented the lighted, you know, sun visor, got this brilliant idea. And I think, by the way, he was a, don't hold me to this, but I think he was a special forces, or he was a Navy SEAL or something like that. So he puts together this thing. All right, he's got all these guys coming in. He's paying them a tremendous amount of money. I think it's 5 to 10 times as much as what the United States government is paying our good soldiers who go over there on the lie, who, by the way, are not in a war in Iraq. They're in occupied Iraq. Okay, they occupy the country. The citizens of that country don't want them over there anyway. So this guy gets the brilliant idea that he's going to put together a whole force of these people that are not bound by any kind of constitutional law, all right? Now, and we know what has happened over there, Nouri al-Maliki is just complaining to beat the band, and so Congress approves more funding for Blackwater, and they basically said, up yours, sorry, they're over there anyway. But now they're not just over there. They're being trained over here. And I want to know, okay, what is it that my police officers that are supposed to be protecting me, upholding the Constitution, all right, the Sheriff's Department, the FBI, and all these different drug enforcement agencies and so forth, I want to know what it is that we didn't teach them that this upstart is going to teach them to do. If it's the same thing that they're doing over in Iraq, I don't think I want any part of that. How about you? What's going on with it? I mean, here's another little tentacle that's reared its ugly head here. And we've been saying for a long time, you know, and not just this network, but other networks as well, been saying for a long time that this is ultimately coming to a town near you. Now, does this tie in with the prison camps? That what is, you know, I've heard different stories. I've heard different numbers of, you know, 600 to 800, some up to 1,200. I don't know how many there are, but I'll tell you what. I took a trip back to Indiana, as a lot of you know. I'm with my daughter's wedding, and they threw me in the car. You know, you've heard these rumors about this Amtrak station in Beech Grove, Indiana, that, you know, some people say is a prison camp now, some people say it isn't. But anyway, my kids threw me in the car, and we went over there one night. And I was looking, I took a real close, we drove around the entire complex, and I took a real close look at that. And it's very, very difficult to tell if indeed it has been revamped into a, you know, a prison facility. But I will say this. That it's very interesting that the barbed wire on the fences of that particular facility face in. They don't face out. There's conveniently located towers there that could be used as gun towers. I'm not saying that they are right now, but they could be. There's also some particular places on that premises that are blocked conveniently by rail cars. And I think I noticed, not sure because it was dark, but I was watching, you know how you've got about, oh, I don't know, 10, 12, 14 railroad tracks, and you've got, you know, rail cars that are occupying most of the tracks. And I was looking in between the rail cars, and it looked to me like there was one particular rail car that was they had attempted to shield, but it looked distinctively like a rail car that I saw in a picture when I was looking at these, you know, prison rail cars. It looked distinctively like one of those that was a prison train car. I won't say for sure, but it certainly resembled it. Then I went in and I was perusing the internet. I was looking on this list, you know, of different places throughout the country where they supposedly have these camps. And indeed, there are these camps set up. Now, the question I have is why in the world, or what is it that we haven't been doing with our police officers? What kind of training have we not been giving them that this Blackwater upstart Eric Prince can provide? How much funding, how much taxpayer funding is being provided for these contracts for this guy to train our FBI, our sheriffs, our police department, our drug enforcement agency? How much funding is being provided for this? Why are they opening up all of these different sites throughout the country? And just how many of them are there? And I think I mentioned to you that they're being paid 5 to 10 times as much as a regular soldier is. I want to know. Let's go to Bill in Idaho. Bill, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Yeah, I didn't hear the click. Good to hear you, as usual. Excellent
broadcast
and information. I think it's a very valid question, considering that part of the concern of our founders, if not our forefathers, was the quartering of the military right in, amidst us. And backup is a evil stepchild of Blackwater. I'd appreciate a complete, very in-depth review of all the congressional discussion and testimony that's going on, but the history, if at all possible. But they're moving in here very quickly. Our current plan is to give them a home over at North Idaho State or North Idaho College here in Coeur d'Alene, with the proviso that, of course, they train the local police force and the state police free of charge, of course.
Train them, hey Bill. Train them to do what? Train them to go to do what they're doing over in Iraq right now, which is using Iraqi citizens for a video game and gunning them down with machine guns. Is that what they're training them for?
Well, they had a very nice picture of the. It was a fire training facility, funded, I assume, initially for fire. But the picture on the front page of the Coeur d'Alene Press was gentlemen in black with their MP3s or whatever creeping around the corner heading for somebody's front door, theoretically demonstrating tactics, urban warfare. It just gives you one more idea who ultimately Congress believes are the enemies. I think it's very telling.
Yeah, this is scary stuff, man. I mean, I'll tell you what, you know, I took a trip for 4 days and I went up and I experienced the illusion of reality of normal, you know, people that were ignorant of what's going on here, just having fun, sharing their lives. And then I come back and I look at this stuff and it's almost like I forgot about it. And then I come and I get this rude awakening, Bill, of, you know what, it's real. Because the farther you get away from it, you start thinking, well, you know, maybe this is just a joke. You know, maybe these people all know something I don't know, and maybe I'm just a tinfoil hat wearing a fool. And then I come back here and I look at this stuff and I say, no, I'm not. You know, I'm right here, okay? It's just that they don't see it. And this is even more scary, you know?
They're all too distracted to be able to see it.
Yeah, right. All right, I got to run, Bill. Thanks.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
We're back. Final segment, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I got 5 minutes left. I got 2 callers on the line. You're going to get 1 minute apiece. I'm going to go to Alan first, then Carrie in Louisiana. Alan, you got 1 minute. Go ahead, buddy.
Michael.
How you doing?
Fine. Hey, good show. What is it in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, that would require security?
What is it in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, that would require security?
Yeah, from Blackwater.
Nothing that I know of.
Mines, silver mines, the Bunker Hill mine, the Sunshine mine, the Lucky Friday mine.
Yes, very good
point, Alan.
They have
mined millions of tons of silver out of that throughout history, and they've been revamping those mines over the last 5 years once the price of silver started jumping up.
Outstanding point, Alan. Thank you for bringing that up. Okay.
If they need to nationalize that, they'd have some people on the ground already.
Yeah, great point. Shows you how ignorant I am, boy.
No,
need guys
okay.
like you out there. I'm just
all
kidding.
Right, thank you. Good show.
Hey, thanks, Alan. All right, let's go to Kerry in Louisiana. Kerry, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Kerry?
Good. You were talking about Blackwater in Louisiana post-Katrina?
Yeah.
Yeah, I live in Baton Rouge, about 72 miles west-northwest of New Orleans, and I saw a few of those guys around Baton Rouge after Katrina. They were wearing their Blackwater, I guess, identification tags around their neck, and several of them had gold state police badges attached to them. Kathleen Blanco had deputized them into the state police so they could, quote, be official law enforcement. It was some scary stuff, man. Those guys were riding around, and they all had sidearms and camo on, and you know you could see their automatic weapons in the big SUVs when they'd get out, and they didn't care.
And they can't even say we're the government, we're here to help, Kerry. You know that?
Well, as state police,
they can't even use that line.
as a state police, they can. I mean,
oh, they can.
Well, yeah. I mean, they were deputized as state policemen by Governor Kathleen Blanco.
The stories
I heard about what they were doing in New Orleans, I mean, you know, basically what I heard from friends who lived there, they were like shooting people. They were sniping from rooftops at night.
I heard the same thing. All right, buddy, thanks for calling in. I got to run, though. Got about a minute left. I got one more thing I got to put out here, but thanks for the call, Kerry. Okay? Thanks for the input. Okay, my host Friday and Monday just sent me a quick Skype message, and I want to bring this up before the end of the show. Dr. Lawrence Britt has examined the fascist regimes of Hitler's Germany, Mussolini's Italy, Franco's of Spain, Suharto of Indonesia, Pinochet of Chile, and several other Latin American regimes. Britt found 14 defining characteristics common to each. And I think what he's saying here is that it looks to us that we are currently experiencing the same thing. And we look at the comparisons between all of these different regimes, all of these different countries, and we're going down the same paths, and this has got to stop, and it's getting more scary by the minute. And I look back on this trip that I made, and it was more than just a vacation. It was a vacation from the nightmare of the reality in which we live. End of another day, guys. Happy to be back. Got Rob Bishop coming up tomorrow. Interesting guy. You know, every once in a while, you run into somebody who is a young guy, but he gives you hope because, and I've done this before, I had a guy on KFNX last year for a few shows, was 19 years old, just an encyclopedia of information. Rob Bishop is one of those guys. I'll have him up tomorrow. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my friend John Statmiller, and guess who's on? Bob Chapman. I'll be listening. What about you? See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good rest of the day, if you can. Glad to be back. Bye-bye. A price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is. With